Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, America, that sound you hear is not us breaking glass because we're so angry. It is the sound of Walter pouring ice into a Corona Light box. Trying to keep our show intact. This is how we save America in 2012, my folks. Good evening, America. Welcome to the Fish and Wally Show. As always, we are prepared. 100%.
I just saved some Coronas.
I just saved humanity.
That could have gone really bad.
That's all right, man. It happens.
It does happen. All right, well, today is December 12th, 2012. It's supposedly it's a magical day. I don't know. I mean,
it's the last repeating number day.
That's right. Well, what about? I was trying to think. What if it went to 13?
Yeah, that's
still doesn't work.
Sorry, man, that doesn't work. So it's one of those days where you have to do something special for yourself, or maybe your loved one, or your pet. Maybe throw them off a bridge, or I don't know. Do something crazy today. Well, you got a few hours left, guys, so you got to do something absolutely nuts.
2 hours?
No, a few hours.
Oh.
Yeah, 2 hours left because, you know, we shortened this day a little bit.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, just today.
Well, I'm sure there's, like, a lot of crazy stuff going on, too, like, in the world. I'm sure people are lining up to get married on 12-12-12. You got married on a weird day.
9-10-11.
Yeah.
That was a weird day.
Yeah.
Great day. Great weekend, by the way.
It was a great weekend.
And it was also sponsored by Corona, just like tonight.
Well, one of many beers.
Yo Soy Fiesta, everybody. Yo Soy Fiesta.
Yes. But, I mean, what else is going on 12-12? I mean, what else could people do out there that can make it cool?
Have sex 12 times?
On the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, 12 days of Christmas, yeah. Dozen eggs. They could try to hatch them.
They could have a 12-some.
A 12-some's good.
You know, that'd be kind of cool. Go to Amsterdam, buy some 12 hookers. And they're really hot in Amsterdam, so...
Hey, I know what I heard today, speaking of Amsterdam, was that they're trying to outlaw smoking pot in school. Now, this is an interesting fact because they've always said they're going to outlaw smoking pot in Amsterdam, but I never know that they could actually smoke in school, which is, I mean, beyond all logic, if you can think about it, because you can't really smoke cigarettes in school anywhere, I think, I don't know.
You could do it in America.
Smoking in the boys' room?
You could do it in America. The boys' room? No, the girls. I'm always at the girls'.
Song, by the way. Who was that? That was...
What?
Motley Crue?
I'm always at the girls' room?
I'm always at the girls' room, exactly. That.
Yeah. Keep talking, Fish.
I'll always keep talking if you just keep listening. So, yeah. I couldn't believe that our... Amsterdam, that just blows my mind. The thought of actually people smoking pot in school, I mean, we always wanted to. Just anyone that's out there that actually smoked a joint or anything, it just, you realize that, hey, you know, smoking in school, it's not a good idea because you're getting a space out. So, but in Amsterdam, it's accepted. Maybe you learn better. I mean, you can concentrate better. I don't know. I'll open it up to the phones on that one. I mean, 347-884-9731. You can give us a call here in the studio. You'll be on the air live, and we can talk about this. And I think on the promo I actually put is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. So let's talk about that. And tonight we have a special guest coming in for the show. And it's all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. So, yeah, we were just talking about smoking pot in school. So, Wally, I mean, do you think that it would actually enhance the actual experience in school?
I think people would get, I don't know, Amsterdam Europeans? I don't know. I think they become a little stupider.
I mean, you can concentrate a little better, but I think they would just... Let me just put it this way. The lunch menu better be huge.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's got to be a lot of candies and chips, especially.
Just chips. I mean, or the, like, the ridiculous combinations of, like, chocolate Oreos and Doritos, you know?
So let's – why don't we ask our guest. our guest tonight, we have Drew Lucas, and he's from the She Gator Band. Drew, you could just speak up. It's okay.
Hey, how's it going, crew?
Yeah.
Steve, do I talk? Am I speaking in the right direction?
Perfect.
You are.
Towards the state-of-the-art microphone?
That microphone is so powerful, it could hear your fart.
All right, well, I'll try and hold it in, but no promises.
No, this is cool. You're allowed to fart here.
Yep.
Oh, hey. Grab yourself a beer, buddy.
Oh, all right. So that's how we're doing it. That's how this is going to be.
That was loud noise.
That was loud.
So pretty much, what do you think?
About smoking pot in school?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What you said that the Dutch were getting stupider?
In a way, because they're trying to outlaw smoking pot in school. I didn't know they actually did that.
Well, I mean, it's just, I'm not saying it's a causation, but there definitely is a correlation. Wasn't it the Netherlands that had the Hadron Collider, right?
Yep.
I mean, the largest scale semi-particle conductor that we've done so far from the nation that is known for smoking pot. I mean,
hey. I like it. I like where you're going with that.
You should come in our politics night.
I thought we outlawed politics.
I'm sure I totally botched what it was called. I just froze up the semi-particle, small scale. Oh, crap, you know, whatever that thing is. I'm an American, whatever.
You're American? And by the way, are you happy that Massachusetts can now smoke pot?
Oh, you mean the medical
yeah.
thing specifically?
Yeah.
Well, if you have six qualifying diseases, then good for you. I mean... If you're that sick already, I feel like you're probably already smoking pot, whether it's legal or not, right? I mean, if you have one of those things, muscular sclerosis or something, if you're gonna, you're gonna. I mean, I don't think this is gonna change anything for too many people.
So it's not like the California, where I guess in California you could just make up any small disease or not a disease. You could be stressed out and you get free pot.
Yeah, I don't know. I read some article by some guy, and he was trying to – he just moved to San Francisco, and he was trying to see how fast he could possibly get a green card, and it was like 24 hours, I think, in the article. It might have been 48, but I think it was 24.
And you can actually get a prescription for pot for that?
I think he said it was back pain.
That's
– I think that's what he went for.
Yeah, that's
– It's kind of funny how they call it green cards, but they're actually white.
I mean, white card.
You know, I
think
I don't know.
The green pertains more to the actual hue of traditionally associated with marijuana, but
look, I'll pipe back in.
So, welcome to our show.
See, my drummer's texting me. He's on his way here. Oh, Joy. Okay. Yes, yes.
Was he here?
No.
Joy?
Yeah.
Joy.
I'll refrain from saying phrases like that if it confuses me.
Yeah, I swear I'm not hot.
Well, if it just gets confused, then it...
I do, really do. Well, no, I also had a long day of work. Do I have feedback here?
Hey, a little bit of feedback.
I do, right?
It sounds epic, though. It's like you have an authoritative echo behind you, you know?
I do.
Like a monarch or a, I don't know, public speaker.
Well, we'll just call this our lo-fi show.
Def, yeah, hey, how appropriate. Good time to debut my music on Lo-Fi Night, let's put it that way.
Let's go for it. If you're ready without your drummer, then let's do it.
Yes, all right, let's go for it. Do you have the files that I sent you all queued up?
The files,
yes.
Yep, I can do that.
The viruses. I'm surprised your computer's still running. That thing was vicious.
All right, I'm going to unplug and I'll just go in the... The
studio itself, Mike.
Because he's three stops away, and he told me apparently he has new mixes, but I know one he won't remix, so we can go ahead and give that one a shot, Ski.
Okay.
That's how my music sounds. If you're listening and you're wondering what that was.
That was definitely not the music. So if we can, I'll cue it up.
Right on, no rush.
I think that could be my demo tape.
I think there's a lot of pickup in this room, so we're going to actually run into a lot of that. So let me just jump into the Gmail here. this part of the show is sponsored by Gmail. And it's Outlying Source.
Good
so.
Beer.
And beer. Gmail beer.
Cheers, man. All right. Welcome.
So I can queue up this little show.
Oh, my God.
What? Are you really echoing?
Yeah.
Really?
A little bit. All right,
so.
Whoa. Maybe, I'm not right now.
Okay.
You stopped it. I think if you stand right there, you can.
Yeah, because I'm too close to that. I already unplugged this.
Okay.
But to tell you, we had a microphone, and then the microphone cord failed, so I tossed it, and I never made it out to buy another one.
Yeah, I tried to text my drummer. He alerted me, but it was too late. He had already caught the bus.
Not a problem.
See, here at the Fish and Wildlife Show, we are not perfect. We fuck up, and it's okay to fuck up.
All right. How you learn.
This is the human element of radio show. This nothing here is pre-recorded.
That's right. We are live.
Well, my band tracks are pre-recorded. But other than that, nothing else. Yeah, here we are live in the studio.
They're going to play live tonight.
My band's being awful quiet right now, as they should. They know their place.
They're going to play live right now. It's going to sound amazing.
It's
going
to be awesome.
And don't mind all the layers of overdub. We do that live. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wait, so when I play the song, we'll all be quiet so we can actually hear something. But maybe we'll just take Walt's mic off. That way we don't have as much echo.
Is that just going to be direct in, though, to the feed?
No, we're just actually going to play it so it'll pick it up there. But
all right.
You know what? Let me just take the 5 seconds and try to upload it while we kind of kick around here.
Yeah, I ain't in a hurry. You guys got me.
Let's all kick.
I like your turtle.
Oh, thanks, man. He's chilling. He's part of the show.
Guess what's his name? Turtle.
His name is Turtle?
Yeah.
You named your turtle Turtle?
No.
Placidus.
But the turtle's real name.
Placidus?
Yeah. Dude, that's a way cooler name than Turtle. Why are you going to tell me his name is Turtle? Jesus.
This is Walter, you dick.
Yeah, come on, Walter.
Hey, it's Wally here, motherfuckers.
Wally.
So violent.
I don't know. I lost my son.
We should get the Celtics game on in here.
I lost my.
Uploading faster than Drew's.
I lost my son due to car cancer.
Car cancer?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. Because that, I don't know where to go with that. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm fucking around. Come on, guys.
All right.
He has a Chevy tumor? Geez, what kind of car? How do you have car cancer?
It's a Japanese car.
Oh, well, there we go. That explains it. How could I not get that?
Excellent. All right. What did I just name this?
Japanese.
Actually, I think I just named this in Japanese, so.
So where are you coming from, Drew?
Well, I was hanging out at Kenmore Square, thereabouts, Fenway Kenmore.
Fenway.
Fen Ken, as nobody calls it, ever. It was the first time it's ever been called that.
Fen Ken?
Yeah, what you guys been up to?
Actually, I like that. I should start calling it that.
Fen Ken?
Yeah.
That's fine. You just, every time you do, you have to say, and, you know, that's credited to my good friend Drew Lucas of Shigator. You should check their music out.
Definitely.
At, bandcamp.com/, / Shigator. No, that, you know, I think it's Shigator.bandcamp.
How do you know?
I looked that up. don't try any of these URLs.
And don't try this at home, because we're all professionals here.
Yeah, and of course, there's a dash in our name. It's She-Gator, and I feel like down the line, there's going to be some trouble when it comes to URLs.
Yeah, because it doesn't understand certain language and...
Well, I just mean, because then when people don't put the hyphen in, they're not going to be able to find us. They just do She-Gator without the hyphen.
Now, is that an actual porn site that you guys have?
Yeah, well, we did get a couple of cease and desist letters, but then they gave up. So we'll be hearing from their lawyers again, I'm sure. No, it's actually...
I thought this was, more of a transsexual band.
What? She-Gator?
Yeah.
Like a She-Gator. It's not Gator, it's Gator, like an alligator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you thought it was She-Gator?
I think it did.
But you're the man who thinks that turtle's name is Turtle, so...
Look at your shirt, Fish. That's a gator.
That is a gator. No, actually.
Red's from Florida.
You lose again, Wally.
Ugh.
Right. So, nothing, of course, is working right now. But, anyway.
So, is this like your season premiere or something?
No.
We actually have a season premiere every week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
First season. You guys like the BBC?
We are.
Well, what's happening also is that
we have a lot of...
We're totally fucked.
Yeah. We should just go off that one.
Yeah.
We're shutting it down.
Oh, I'm getting a Kowski. He doesn't know I'm on air. I'm gonna put it on speaker. Hold on. Wait for it. Hey, what's up, John Scott? How you doing?
Hey, I'm at the airport. I have no idea where I am though. I've never been at this part of the airport where you get off the bus.
Yeah, it's pretty complicated. Make sure
just send them the address and then you just Google it.
Yeah, I would Google Map that, biatch.
Yeah, no, I did, and I can't even you know come there. I can't tell where to go.
Yeah. Okay. So what you're gonna want to do is I don't even know. You're probably just gonna want to literally ask someone how to get to Meridian Street from where you are, because it took me quite a while to find it too.
Should we be giving away our address on the internet?
I don't even know how to get to this normal street.
There not the number.
From me and the highway.
What?
There's just busways and highways and one park, but the park is the opposite direction I want to go. So I don't even know where the closest street that I want to go to is going.
Do you want to talk to him?
I don't even know where he's at.
He's at the airport, so.
Oh, well, once he gets, where is he came from Boston, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so once.
I'm getting off the airport, yeah.
Yeah, so once you get off the airport, you go, but don't go outside of the paying tolls or whatever you do. Go, there's a set of stairs. You take a reverse, go look up, and there's a set of stairs. Go to the opposite side. Then you're going to get to a bridge, and then you're going to get into a park. And then you just keep going straight up the street.
And then Google Maps will show you the way.
Yeah.
That's right. Reach for the Googles.
I'm a little lost. I'm trying to get to...
All right. Call me. Yeah, let me know. Hey, we're on the air right now, so... All right. Goodbye. All right. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I got here.
It'll be okay.
I'd have to call you once.
I know. Just actually text me.
Well, yeah, I'd have to ask for directions.
It is true.
It's true.
I'm shocked you popped up.
So you guys
are you still in the mic?
What?
You still in the mic?
Who's mic?
On a headphone.
I'm just listening.
You can still listen?
That makes three of us, eh?
All right. Yeah, it's not uploading the song, so I'll have to play it through the speaker.
Okay, so let's just play it through the speaker.
All right. So, all right.
Wunderbar. Yeah. So,
we want to tell the audience of who you guys are, but we want to wait for your bandmate. I mean, I guess you could start.
Alrighty, I'm.
Yeah, actually, plug your show. Plug your band.
No, yeah, okay.
We'll plug this show in somewhere, and then you plug your band.
We are a musical rock group from, originally we all met in Back Bay. We all went to Berkeley. I'd come before I'd moved there. I'd lived in New Hampshire for a while, for my teen years. And John, our drummer, is from Arizona, and he actually owns. He's gonna love this. This is my favorite of John here. He is the owner of Phoenix Down Recording Studios in Somerville, which actually is. He's been remodeling it now for a couple months. He's been dropping corn on this biatch, you know, really, really making it come together nice. And
what does that mean, dropping corn for the...
Corn, you know, he's...
You said corn.
Dropping corn. Yeah, you know, he's just, you know, corn on the cob from really floor to ceiling. But yeah, so he's, so this upcoming recording studio is fully functional now and it's only getting better. Oh, excuse me, this beer. Excuse me, this beer you're giving me is making me quite drowsy.
That's Mexican.
Yeah, right.
That's the Mayan 12-12-12 beer.
Yep. Yeah, hey, we're close, aren't we?
Yeah.
21.
Ooh, snap. Well, until the next apocalypse, right?
Yeah, I know. Oh, well.
But, but that's our home base where we are at Phoenix Down Recordings. And I guess they're about to put a Green Line extension right next to it in Somerville in the next couple of years. So any Berkeley kids listening, if you want to record your band, go to Phoenix Down Recording Studios and... pretty soon you'll be able to take the train there. So that's awful convenient. And our bassist is this guy from California named Luke McCleric. And
that's a cool name.
That is...
Jeremy, yes, thanks you.
That's the most interesting thing about him. No, no, I'm kidding.
His name.
I'm kidding.
That's cool.
No, he's so he just jumped on. He actually doesn't play on any of these recordings, so...
Oh, really?
So it's not
so
him.
So you guys get paid, he's not getting shit.
Well, I mean, he's got plenty of an opportunity to... He's got plenty of opportunity to record bass parts.
You guys have to remaster.
Okay, okay.
I'm just thinking in business sense here.
You're just looking out for me, huh?
That's it. And just to plug the show, guys, 347-884-9731. Give us a call before we actually go on the podcast mode, and then you can listen to us, of course, at any time, anywhere, on iTunes. So continue, sir.
Well, that was actually, I was actually thinking we were transitioning, so I was
not
done.
Yet.
I was all set.
All
yeah.
All right.
Well, toast my goat.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, it was
all
great,
right,
guys.
That was a good show, guys. All
I
right.
probably walked past my drummer on the way back to the tea stuff.
All right. But let me cue up one of your songs here, so like our listeners that aren't familiar with your band.
All right, so this won't be on the podcast. Great.
No.
Awesome.
This will.
Oh, this will.
Because
the
whole thing is actually podcasted.
Gotcha.
But right now we're live, so we can actually get callers. Other than that, then they'll just have to call my cell phone. We can put them on. But I'm not giving out my cell phone number on air. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I've already come dangerously close to revealing your location.
That's right.
What's next, my underwear size?
It's 34, 35.
Oh, damn
you.
Yep.
So when you drink a lot? Like, have those been stretching?
Yeah, I had get Hanes.
Yeah, I get that, too. And then I usually take some pills for it. So, the first song we're going to cue up is a yes or a no. Tell me about this song before we actually cue it up.
Well, this tune is, it's kind of got a an eclectic vibe to it. A bunch of different influences. There's some Southern rock influences, which actually our name She Gator comes from this obscure Lynyrd Skynyrd song called All I Can Do Is Write About It. And there's this line, it's like the cheesiest line maybe in lyric. It's the most redneck line. It's like, have you ever seen a she-gator defend her young? And it's just, I don't know, it's so like cheesy that I was like, you know what? I want to just bottle that vibe right there and make a whole band based on that. So it's basically Southern rock, but really, you know, neon, psychedelic colors. I don't know, I have synesthesia, so I see it that way.
I'll
give her a spin, see what you think about it.
All right, man. Let's cue it up.
Is it just picking it up on here?
Car accident. Hold on. Yeah, it'll pick it up.
We're really inspired by 50s sci-fi a lot. So,
we just added. Really? We're going to have this feedback all night.
Just. You did a great job.
We did a terrible job on this.
Usually we take our time to, you know.
Yeah, where'd you get started to it?
Audio check. But
well, it was a backstory on this.
Yeah. Yeah, but we had to start it early, so.
Yeah.
And we had to deal with the consequences. Starting early and not having a sound check, all that shit.
Yeah. So what happened was, since it's 12-12-12, everybody wants to be on Blog Talk Radio tonight. So it actually gave us a slot where we can actually start. So it said 8 o'clock was done, 8:30. So, I mean, the earliest we could have gotten.
We could get sued for saying this.
I doubt it.
Yeah, but I'm going to sue them.
In return.
For disclosure.
We sue it.
Let's resue it.
Resue.
But there are other ways to do this, my friends. So that was we could only get 7:30 as our slot time, or we could have done 9 o'clock, which 9 o'clock is, I think, a little bit too late. But that's just my opinion. But anyway, we can play the song through another medium. I'm just not in here.
Anyway. Yeah, you take care of that.
I'm a tech guy. He is
a tech guy.
Yeah.
What's your job? What are you?
I'm a funny guy.
He's an asshole.
Be funny, funny guy. Amuse me.
Yeah. Say something funny.
This
funny
bores
guy.
Me. Amuse me, funny guy.
What do you mean I'm funny?
I'm not funny. I'm just an asshole.
Yeah. Grade A.
You're a package boy.
I have a package.
Well, I was just quoting Boondock Saints, but you just opened up a whole new can of worms there. All right. Okay.
Forget about that.
I knew where you were going. But Wally here is...
Wally got all hopeful. He's like, oh, you noticed.
He's like, ew, you have my bulge in my pants.
It's just my Corona bottle, man.
I thought you were happy to see me, my B. No one's ever happy to see me. Damn it. It's always something in their pocket. Jesus.
So what else are you doing besides music?
You know, I dabble. A little this, a little that.
Are you on the Fender list for that?
Yeah. The Fender list?
The Offender list for dabbling.
For dabbling?
Yes.
Is that, what is that? What is dabbling?
Sex offender website.
Yeah, but what is dabbling specifically? Is there? Is
you
that
never like, dabbled a kid?
Oh, of course. There's dozens of
hey, I wasn't going to go with kids. So you just, again, you stepped over that line and you kind of went where it was.
You know, I'm okay with stepping over the line. I think there should be somebody who steps over the line.
Yes, to draw the listeners into this. Right?
No, just to step over the line.
They want a show that really pushes the line.
You know,
and we do.
People won't know where the line is unless someone crosses it.
It's true.
I'll make sure I cross it.
It is true.
I like that. You're not afraid. You know, you're just like, yo, I'm going to do this. If you're
so
with me,
I'm just
going
to say kid jokes, and we're going to go from there.
And now, but the thing is now, we have so much time to fill, and you just, how do we take it past that? We really can't. I mean, I don't know how to take it past that. The audience knows now that it's never going to, that was it. That was the peak.
The audience, this is not even a show. This is like a behind the scenes show where we get to fuck up and...
Well, we could just say say that the show starts. Like we could have a point where we're like, okay, now the pre-show is over and now the show starts. Like we could
that's
do
right.
that. You know,
who's your drumming gonna say we could do that?
Right. Okay. Perfect. So we'll do that, and then when you podcast it, maybe I don't know. Are you able to edit, or is it pretty much just?
It's a lock.
It's a lock. All right. Well, if you're listening now, let me tell you, it gets a lot better in about in about
2 minutes and 49 seconds.
Yes, exactly. That is what is that when we have
242.
Yeah. Oh my.
I fell over again.
Don't worry, it's not a bomb countdown.
Maybe it is.
Maybe. So obviously there's a whole bunch of parties in Boston for 12/12.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
They're gonna have parties for 12/12/12 and 12/21/12? I'm saving myself for 12/21/12.
Yeah, I tried to.
Well, there is one over down by Faneuil Hall. Supposedly it's huge.
Yeah, because if there's a great place to party, it's Faneuil Hall. Am I right?
It's not about the place. It's about the people.
It's not.
It's about the gathering.
Place is pretty important.
Important?
Yeah, I'd say the place is pretty important.
It's like Boston's Times Square.
I wouldn't go that far.
It is. Think about it. It's in the center. It has a...
Just because you work there. Doesn't mean
wherever he goes is the Times Square of Boston.
Wherever I'm at, it's the center of the world.
It's like, dude, I was in this bathroom and it was like Times Square, Boston. No shit. It was
wherever my apartment is, that's fucking Chelsea, okay?
That's right.
Right there.
It's like the apocalypse times 10 in my pants.
Man.
Yes.
So you're growing your hair, huh?
You know, I haven't really paid too much attention, but last time I noticed it had gotten kind of long, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know what it is? As a musician, you got to have that, you know, you got to have that unkempt look.
Yeah, that's it.
And growing your hair says that? I don't give a shit.
Well, the beard really goes with it. Last time my dad saw me, he was in state, and he was like, oh, my God, you look like Jesus. You know,
did you say, yes, my son?
Did he kiss you on your feet?
No, I was like, no, I'm just going for
It would have been awesome if you said that while you were like making a table.
I was making a table.
You were like the carpenter.
No, yeah, I got you.
Oh, I got that angle. All right, we got it.
And it's kind of ironic.
It would have been cool, but like he just walked in and he's like banging on nails and trying to put together a table.
It's kind of ironic because that's what killed him, right? With carpentry.
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean,
nailed
it's like
a cross.
Perfect circle
wood.
Right there.
I didn't think about that. That's pretty cool.
That is very observant.
Poetic justice.
Yeah.
Poetic justice.
That's why I love being fiction.
All right, so we got 11 seconds left of the live show. If you want to call in 8 seconds, it's 347-884-9731. If not, you've missed your
show. Hello, can I open? Am I on the air? Am I on the air?
All right, and we're on our podcast version, but we don't have to worry about farting on live air.
All right, so the podcast starts here.
Podcast starts here for the next whenever we say.
Oh, that is juicy. All right, are you excited, audience?
All right, this is when we get fired up. This is when the show actually starts.
Fired up. Murdered
up.
Fired
up.
We sure have like a crowd.
Yeah, I was expecting sound effects, guys. I'm disappointed there are no sound effects.
I'll add them later.
You know, you need one of those soundboards like Ebon's World. You know, pop it up in the browser.
That's right.
Yeah, see, I'm looking at
you. But see, the thing, the browser doesn't actually connect into the actual show. You have to plug everything. You have to upload everything, which is the downfall of this whole service. But hey. And they give us a crappy slot on a Wednesday night. What can you do? But thank you, BTR, for having us. We love you.
Do you have to pay for it?
No. They pay for us.
Yeah, they pay for us to plug certain things.
Oh, really?
You don't like to discuss financial matters on the internet.
Oh, I was just curious about the service. I just wanted to learn a little more about this fantastic service on Blog Talk Radio.
I just got a call from Blog Talk Radio that said cease and desist. What? Sorry?
No, it was just cease. It was just a cease.
Oh, it was cease.
They didn't go far as desist. They think it's a little too redundant, frankly.
I agree with that statement. Definitely.
Cease and desist and do not continue, all right?
Assist?
Yes.
I thought it was assist. Desist. Oh, it was
silent
like a John Stockton.
Cease and assist?
Yes.
What, like you can't beat us to join us?
That's right.
See, sorry, I read nonfiction. I gotta catch up.
Right on. No, I would say up until maybe this past fall, all of my reading was almost entirely nonfiction. But I just got into, I'm just reading The Last of the Mohicans. Have you ever read that?
I saw the book. It's amazing reading, though.
You saw the book?
Saw the book?
No, well, I tried
to see the book.
I held it up to my eye.
Okay, I did read it. I subtitled the movie.
Gotcha. No, yeah, it's...
That's how you read
it's
a book.
It's quite the book.
You read a movie by subtitling the movie, and then it becomes a book. So if someone tells you you read a lot, yeah, I do. I put the movie on, then I put it on subtitle, and I read throughout the whole movie as it's happening. So my imagination is going twice as...
I can't even fathom.
It's pretty cool. You gotta try that.
I'm not trying that.
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar! Wunderbar! Alright, I have other solutions on how to do
it. I really hope John is, like, okay, is this a rough neighborhood?
it was when it was run by the Jewish community.
Yeah, we want to send all our guests to the roughest neighborhood in Boston.
No, it's actually not too bad, unless you speak Spanish.
No, it's a great neighborhood, bro.
It looks nice, it looks vibey, and when I walked across that park, there's that sweeping view of the Boston skyline. That's really nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I live in the lovely utopia of Alston.
It is a utopia, isn't it? That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit sarcastic, but you know what? I'll say I was half serious. How about that? I'll say I was half serious, because I do love it. But, you know, it's a love-hate relationship. If it wasn't for that beeline, man.
It's a killer. I'm telling you, that's the downfall of going.
But it's vibey people.
Not only that, it's not about the beeline, it's about the entire tea. Think about it, 12:30 is the last fucking tea. You know, I lived in New York where it's 24 hours.
Yeah.
After 3 o'clock...
Well, limited service, the black train, yeah.
After 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you get, you know, every...
And Chicago's that way now, has been that way for a while, and I think Philly's that way now, too, so who knows, Boston could be next year, right?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, we got another call from my drummer. I'm going to just take this outside, guys.
All right.
So I don't have to reveal your location.
That's right, this is a secret. It's like the Batcave.
So plug anything you have to.
I will plug something. Blue. There we go. All right. Now, see, this is when technology and technology combine to make technology.
Mm-hmm.
So, here I
seriously feel like we're not on the air because...
Why?
You feel
naked?
I feel naked without a headset.
Oh, you're good, dude.
But it's okay. You know,
because you know what? I just plugged their song into Yeah.
Oh, really?
So now, that's what I do.
That's a nice.
It's a nice because I can hear through this thing. It's not a plug into this thing. It's
cool.
And which one did I upload first? That was a yes or a no. All right. Hey, welcome.
How you doing?
Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much.
All right.
It's nice meeting you, bro.
Take it easy.
What's your name?
Wally.
Don't worry about John. Just go to the bathroom.
Cool.
Fish. Nice to meet you, man.
Oh, I'm a beer down. All right, so
my Boston accent is a beer.
A beer. Grab a beer. Grab a box of beer.
Hell yeah.
Get a Corona. The turtle. Get a Corona for you.
Is there a Boston way to say turtle that I don't know?
No.
Turtle.
Title. You pretty much can't say turtle with an accent without sounding retarded.
Yeah.
Yo, this is
no.
Toyo.
There's no A.
It's Toyo.
That's what it is. Hey, did you bring a bottle opener?
No.
Oh, okay. Yes, because
Boston,
we are
Boston protection.
We are She Gator, and we party that hard.
Yeah.
We carry
bring knives and turtles to parties.
Yeah.
But a bit of technology update for you. I plugged my iPhone into the computer.
Very cool.
And I can actually hear the song.
Good glory, Moses.
Good
God. And such more biblical explanations
that
are prior to come.
That's
prior
right.
Gospel. Yeah.
So, tell us. You play...
I play
drums
in this band, and...
He's also the producer.
I am
also
the producer.
And you produce.
Yeah, so
okay.
I would say I first and foremost play the computer, but playing drums...
He will be playing...
Burns more calories, I would say.
He will
that
be picking up the metal drummer, and he will start filling in that role now for live performances, which start, I know, in February. We'll be holding it down at Cheers Faneuil Hall.
Okay.
That's going to be semi-regular. I know the 22nd is when we start that.
Yep.
So if you're gonna be in Boston in the dead of winter, you want some beer and lively music.
I also just recently checked out this place, Store 54, that we're gonna play at.
Oh yeah.
The Talkies, because the Talkies is a Berkeley band that has come by the studio that kind of blends genre. Like I wouldn't say we're necessarily the same genre, but
we
definitely could play the same.
We definitely would do well.
Yeah, definitely have a shared.
Get the Delta in on it, maybe.
Yeah, and the venue at Store 54 looks really cool. Bookshelf.
Where is it?
Everywhere.
It's on Harvard Ave, right?
It's in Cambridge. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take my seat.
So that'll probably be in February as well.
That's good. You know, what are the dates that you're actually playing?
Well, our next gig that we have booked for sure is February 22nd.
Yeah,
at Faneuil Hall. I mean, I'm sure that we'll play something in January too. We just haven't, we haven't nailed that in yet. We've just been so focused on this EP we're recording, which now is going to turn into a full-length album. But we're going to get the songs of the EP out. So,
for sure.
I'm excited for you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
Very excited.
I'm excited for your nervous system in about 20 minutes.
Ooh, what is that?
That's
alcohol.
Is that
vodka? Yeah. I was
in Cheers, Bloody Mary mix.
And
the best in Boston.
They, what do they call that back home for you, Walter? That red stuff?
Fucked up semen?
Yeah.
In the army?
In the army?
Blood and semen.
In the army.
Oh, no.
In the army semen. Well, we're not going to go there.
That would be the Navy, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, that would be it. If you're in the Navy. Semen. Good job, man.
So you found the place, man.
I know, you didn't get... No one tried to fight you, right?
No, no one tried to fight me. I fought a couple of people who didn't want to fight, but...
Did they have swords?
Tons of them, lots of them.
It's easy.
It was easy.
I had
a knife. I had a small knife, so they were...
It's not the size, man.
Yeah, it's not the size. It's how
stabbing.
You use it.
Stabbing.
Definitely. Stabbing.
East Boston was the original site of Magic the Gathering.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that because people were too afraid to go outside?
Correct.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right,
I agree with that. I knew a bunch of kids who played Magic. I still know a bunch who do. Pretty much all the
people
things.
Actually still play that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You know,
they do this huge, huge stack. They just like wait for Saturday to spend a bunch of money on the new pack when it came out or whatever. That was the last time I hung out with Nick and his friend Troy. They bought $200 worth of cards combined without caring as if it was nothing. And then when I found out how much they spent, they're just searching for cool cards in these like booster packs like Pokemon. Just
see,
like when we were like 13.
I would see them when I would go to buy Pokemon cards, and I'd be like, "Can you believe a loser who would buy those? Yeah, like $400 worth of Pokemon cards, please."
And
yeah.
You guys are listening to the show on iTunes. You are losers.
Oh yeah.
Just to, piggyback on that. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. You shouldn't insult your audience. Come on, you're not all about that.
I see you guys.
Wally does it all the time.
Yeah, Wally
does it all the time.
Wally insults the audience all the time, calls them assholes, he hates them.
But
they love us.
It's
kind of like
part of the show.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
part of the show. And that's like his girls. He insults them.
I treat my audience like my sisters and my brothers.
And your girlfriends.
They're not black.
But what?
Wait, so there's like a separate group of girlfriends because it's so big that you have to separate it from black and not black girlfriends?
I'm colorblind, so.
Oh, okay.
And white blind.
I'm just white blind. I can see the other
mind. I'm white blind.
I really have trouble. I feel like, are you white? Because I think you might be, but I really can't tell.
I can't tell.
That was white blind, by the way.
Oh, I think you said white blind.
Hey, that works too. I was going with it.
I thought you said white blind too. White blind makes more sense. White blind.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody high five on this show?
All right, everyone's high fiving. Gonna high five the turtle too. Give him some love.
Do not shatter the glass.
That's right. Do not share the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone comments on the turtle.
He was good. He was born in Boston.
That's right. Walter, get brought to him. All right. So we wanted to wait for you to when we actually get the technology side squared away. So I actually wanted to play a yes or a no for the audience.
Right.
I want to. What's your take on the song we heard?
I think a yes or a no is a cool song.
It?
No, definitely not.
No.
So
that was a no for yes or no.
I would say a yes in that category for sure. I think it's a song that pretty much guys can relate to for sure, because girls at some point in any relationship you have, they're going to be a bitch or something that makes it just awful to deal with them. Then when you break up with a girl, the only way to really get over it is to write a song about them. So this is definitely one of the songs, like, a relief for everybody who's listening to it.
If you
write one song, I'll be impressed with you.
Yeah.
You write a whole album and then throw away the ones that suck, because most of them probably do.
Yeah,
and then you're left with a gem like this.
Yep.
All right.
Are you Jamaican? Okay. Play the song.
All right. Yes or no. Here we go, guys.
Thought I would help learn.
back. All right.
We never left. So that was a yes or a no.
What do you guys think? Yes or no?
Yes.
I was nervous there. Felt like I was on the X Factor or something.
Me too.
Yeah.
Want to be a millionaire.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
It was Simon Cowell looking me right in the eyes.
You know I have what it takes. You should say it.
So let's talk about the production of the song. Now, I myself am producer of dance music.
Very cool.
So
Sesame Street dance music.
That's a new genre coming out. Big Bird, glow sticks, and Snuffleupagus.
A lot of raves coming from that music.
Yeah, definitely. So what do you use for program?
So my DAW is Pro Tools HD 10.
Yep.
And I'm coming in through an Avid interface for, I think, most of all of this EP. We use Neve pre's and Shadow Hills pre's, and for the drums, it's typical setup, 57s and Beta 52 with ribbon overheads for the cymbals. On vocals, we use something that sounds close to a U87, the Neumann U87 or U47, but it's actually made by an Australian company called Bee's Knees, which I highly recommend. They're both
an actual company called Bee's Knees.
Yeah, and they are the Bee's Knees. And the cool thing about it is that they make every single part that they ship out themselves. So it's like an all inclusive company, and it really, really matches up with Drew's voice. While for the guitars, Drew used a combination of Strats and or Fender Strats and Gibson Les Pauls through a Fender Hot Rod and a JCM 800 Marshall
and Portico
and through the Neve Portico pre's for sure.
And I also used a Taylor acoustic.
Yeah. Which definitely was on the Bee's Knees too. And then we had a shout out to Sean Oliver, who played bass on it, who plays session work on a bunch of stuff at Phoenix Sound Recording. And then Pat.
I played
well.
A lot of shows with him. We played at Durgan Park. We had a weekly gig there for a while at Faneuil Hall.
Oh, cool.
And him and I played at like O'Brien's in Austin. So it's like we're part of this little group of musicians who all play on each other's recordings. So we all
pop up here and starts making millions, and then we'll all like.
And then the rest of us will leech off them and just really bleed them to death.
Who's the rest? Them? Yeah. Them? Just us.
Gotta bleed them to death.
Yeah,
of course. Hey, Walt, open my beer while you're over there doing nothing.
Give me the
Stop reaching
panel.
For me.
Thanks.
Drew, favorite guitar.
My dream guitar?
Favorite guitar you play on right now that we're going to
dream
guitar.
Favorite, not dream, man.
Favorite guitar? What do you mean?
What's your favorite dream?
My
owl?
I would say growing eagle wings.
You're a failure. We're chasing you.
Basically, my favorite dream is the woman everyone I care about tells me they don't love me anymore. And they want me to just leave them.
I have a dream where everyone I care about is telling you that too. Which is awful.
He's told me about this multiple times. But I would say, I would love, you're putting me on the spot here. I'm a Strat guy. I really do like Strats. I've been kind of romanticizing with getting a Tele. I really would like to. I think it fits my style pretty well. But there's also something.
Jesus style?
Yep. I'll take it, yeah.
Definitely a father style.
I'm very Messiah-like with my playing, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say Fender is my jam because I'm really big on the right hand when I play. I like to dig in. I like to mute. I like to rake. You know, I love to.
So you're like a construction worker on the guitar.
Yeah, construction guitar.
And
you should hear the cat calls that get to girls to go by. Oh, geez, they just sometimes even I know I cross the line.
Taking out the trash.
Yeah, I'd say I'm a big Fender guy. Strat, I don't know because my hero, you know, is Hendrix. He just changed my life. It was like a religious experience discovering Hendrix. So I would say subconsciously I'm always going to be... I said the Strat is the guitar that I hold all other guitars to. And there are a bunch of other guitars like, you know, hollow body jazz guitars or like Ibanez spiky, Jackson spiky guitars that are good for shredding.
Metal.
But those are streamlined for their purpose, but I mean I would not play them. They'd be wasted on me, I should say, you know?
Cool.
Do you think they would play you?
I would be open to it.
Yeah, interesting. Walter gets played all the time.
Yeah.
Stood up.
True. He's at the point where he's not even denying anything. He's like, I got a Bloody Mary.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm trying. I get stood up all the time. Screw it.
Punching bag.
I'm a Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary punching bag. That's amazing.
Fantastic.
So what's next for you guys?
Finishing the album.
Okay.
Which
you said 2013 of winter?
Yeah, winter, spring. Probably winter. Winter would be nice.
Yeah, I would say it's going to be...
February, March.
It takes a while to record because the time that it takes to get everybody who can do the recording... So it'd be easy if like you're ready and you're a band, you've been touring, and there's no other job you have. But for most of us, there's a second job that we have.
What if you guys decide to go homeless and just put your instruments out in the street?
Dude, I wish more people would just go 2 feet in and decide to make it, do it that way. But then most of them end up dying.
I tried that in November of last year.
So many of my clients have just ended up dying from that hasn't been working out. So they gotta eat first.
Well, there you go, kids. Homeless. You're not going to be a rock star.
Hey, Kurt Cobain did it.
And The Used.
And Jim Morrison, apparently. So.
Yeah, actually, they did.
Jim Morrison was homeless?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Someone told me today.
Yeah, but
just
depends
where
you're homeless.
Here.
He was homeless in Venice Beach.
Yeah, maybe. With
that's
a bunch of girls.
Home.
He actually had more money than I do while he was homeless. So, yeah.
It's kind of like winning the lottery. If you're homeless and you make it, I mean, there's three pretty famous people out of probably a billion. So.
You're right.
Well,
the odds are very.
I don't know. I would go past. There. We could probably think of a few more famous homeless people. Like
definitely service industry people.
Britney Spears.
Sure. Kind of them. Yeah. I would say a lot of people from LA started out in the food service.
Jewel was homeless. She was.
She played the subway, didn't she?
Yeah, she was living in a van, I believe, at one point.
She still has a fucked up tooth.
Yeah. But that was then, because that was before American Idol. So now American Idol, here's my argument again about American Idol and X Factor, that's kind of flooded the market, and now it's kind of like diluted a lot of what, you know, artists and stuff like we do is.
For sure.
I'm glad you agree.
There's a lot of people who I think don't go.
Sure, he didn't agree.
You don't get the talented people who have been doing it and like are in a band playing shows every week and making money on American Idol. You get people who haven't made it, want to have it as their dream, but pretty much are performing in like their house or whatever.
Yeah,
which is a cool thing.
That's the dead end of their try.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, that is the most they will ever try to have a music career, and that they spent their whole lives being told, oh, you're so good, you're such a good singer, oh, you sing in church.
That is one of his
names.
It definitely is an impersonation. I've heard him use many times.
I think it's just the generic, like, Dane Cook woman voice.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's the guy from Family Guy. I don't know less
people. You dropped the cord.
But, yeah, I think American Idol has a bunch of people who have a chance at being really talented but are pressured into being as good as they can be.
Well, talent
for sure.
Talent is everything. A lot of them might have the talent. But
dude, the stories oversell them, probably.
That's one part of it. You need the talent, but you also need the drive, the hardworking aspect. And then you also need the luck and the connection.
And the hardship. You need to be able to write songs.
It's the holy... Well, no, but not necessarily.
Miley Cyrus's song, Party in the USA, does not talk about any hardships that she has other than feeling nervous about being the most popular person in
the world. No, but it's not like you need to write songs at all.
That's a hardship. You ever tried to be popular
in LA? Jimi Hendrix, a lot of people are going to say, like, if you want to make real music, is like, suffer. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Comedians will say that, too.
We're talking two different arguments.
Yeah.
I'm saying that holy trinity of the music industry, which is the talent, the drive, and the luck, you can be overflowing of one. You could be over 100%, but it's not going to roll over into the other one.
You got to have a balance.
Yeah, and you could just be the most talented guy ever living in, you know, Sioux Falls or, like, Idaho or something.
Yeah, Justin Bieber, tons of luck, talent, no hard work. Got super famous, so it's like two of the one, not one of the other.
But he had the drive. He still has the drive.
He's a little talented. He's a great dancer.
Oh, he's definitely.
He said he had the talent.
He definitely is talented. Like the song he sang on YouTube that got him famous. I mean, it's really good, but he's not trying to be famous at that point. He's just like doing a talent show. So that's like a lot of potential for someone to see in him.
But I mean,
one YouTube thing. That's
like,
the luck part.
That's
the
equivalent of a woman being like, oh, I'm going to be a princess someday because I'm going to meet this prince and we're going to hit it off in the one shot I get.
Agreed.
I'm gonna be a princess. That's the exact same parallel.
She gets raped.
Yeah. not the same.
All right.
Good that rolling. Was a showstopper. Everyone just kind of paused.
So this
at that
next
point.
Song is called Waking Up in Williamsburg, and it's a It's a doozy. Yeah,
it's a rape-free song.
Yeah, there is. Well, actually, you know, fair enough, though.
Oh,
there song, is. Good. This song is about going out on the town and waking up the next day and not remembering what happened. So,
there are many possibilities.
The protagonist is retracing his steps from the night before and is saying, you know, we became intoxicated at such a place and we took a cab to such a place. But in the morning, he is waking up in Williamsburg.
Slightly less intoxicated, but not that much.
And feeling gross and whatever. But the entire song is basically someone pondering how exactly they ended up in such a place, considering what their actions were the night before. So take it away.
I thought it was waking up in Gettysburg.
I know.
That would be a very sad awakening.
Dying.
Where are my legs, you know?
Oh, God.
Now my rape thing doesn't sound so good.
No, what? Too soon? Are you going to be like Gettysburg
happened really recently.
Yeah,
man.
We have Civil War veterans that listen to this show.
I mean, I know the South is still sore about the whole Civil War thing. Jefferson
right.
Davis.
All right, here we go.
All right, there we go.
Listen in. Here we go.
Good
what
one,
state is Williamsburg in?
is, well, everyone thinks it's like Colonial Williamsburg in Virginia. It's just Williamsburg, Brooklyn. I mean, it's
Brooklyn.
It's, yeah,
there
just,
is a Williamsburg.
Yeah, it's just Williamsburg.
It reminds me of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. But
so this song
is
about the New York Nets.
Yeah, it's just about
New
going
Nets?
Out and
yeah.
getting drunk.
Brooklyn
with them.
Nets. Brooklyn
yes,
Nets.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and Jay-Z pops up and raps a verse. You may have missed it, listeners, but
Jay-Z was definitely featured on
the
that.
Rap was silent.
Yeah, well, it's a mix. We need to tweak it. He's very low.
He can't sing well in the mix.
Yeah,
it's actually over your singing. So.
It's true. Yeah,
it's subliminal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just but this album.
The message through though.
My wife is really hot.
Really, really hot.
We should definitely do that. That tagline, buy this, bitches. Sometime in winter 2013, bitches.
Like the vote or die.
Well, is this song going to be on 3D?
Yeah.
3D radio.
4K.
Nice. This is actually brought to you by 3D radio.
You guys should make a music video in 3D.
We're very against music videos.
Why?
We're not.
We just hate anything that will deliver music to the masses.
To the
we want
to
remain as obscure as possible.
We just hate anybody who isn't blind, really. Like, seeing eye dogs are our best friend.
It's
we
true.
We grew
yeah.
up wanting to be blind. Anyone who's blind out there
I'm actually booked for an operation
to
get
rid
of these things.
That
right here.
Would,
yeah.
would be.
In the world of the one eye, big shot. The blind is king.
No, not even a little bit.
In the world of one eye, the blind man.
Next in line, he's king next.
So few words change, but zero meaning from that.
Wunderbar.
So who does the writing in this band?
It's me. I'm the writer of these songs. I'm the composer.
Okay.
That's the free one. That's one you guys.
That was good.
Charge.
I produce it, so that just basically means that I get to say when I don't like what he wrote, but
yeah.
he still gets to decide to keep that.
He basically just breaks me down and
yeah.
makes me cry, and that's when I do my best work.
Well, that's when actually you start writing, but
yeah.
yeah. When you start crying.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
So, what about your other bandmate?
He's, Sean is an awesome bassist who can just rock it in any style. He's playing in a bunch of projects right now, from jazz to hip-hop.
Yeah, I told them that we'd probably be using Luke as a bassist. So we haven't really nailed down our bassist yet. But,
On the recordings we have
yeah.
yeah
on the recordings
we should let them battle it out here on the show.
Just
like a bassist audition.
Yeah. yeah. Which just
battle
each other with the
yeah.
bassist.
That'd be pretty cool. Actually,
related.
I'd be open to that.
Be the band member.
Bass it out.
Let's do it live.
Bass
yeah.
it out.
Okay.
Then we need a video podcast.
Slap in the bass. Bass it out.
Bass to mouth.
Bass to mouth.
Oh, you can go on for days with that.
Fantastic.
Mouth. That was good.
So you guys don't know yet, pretty much.
Well, I mean, I've got this guy pretty, he's in the pipes. He's enthusiastic.
Yeah, that's the thing about Sean. He's doing a lot of other stuff. So he knows our songs and can
yeah,
plan.
Yeah, Sean told me.
Sean
told me he would play.
Go further with it.
This winter for the upcoming gigs, but I figure he's busy, so.
He is.
Dear Sean, if you're listening,
We hate you.
Yeah,
just kidding. We
that's
love you.
That's what I was going to say.
We,
totally.
We like you.
Yeah. We'll tolerate you. You're all right, I guess.
And then it's a podcast, so you can actually rewind that and hear that many
yeah.
times that they
oh,
hate you.
And get motivated and start your own band and become...
He's kind of psycho. He might kill us.
It's true.
This might not have been a good
just
idea.
Just not tonight.
He might do it tonight.
Because it takes about 12 hours for it to go
Thank God. Okay. All
right, so you guys
life
can
insurance.
We can skip time,
yeah.
You do life insurance on me, I'll do life insurance on you.
Dude, I'm just going to leave. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Great plan.
Yeah,
that's what you always do when you get tough, is leave, Jared. Leave me.
So when did you guys actually, besides Berkeley, how did you guys meet up to do
Berkeley, sophomore year of high school, me and him did junior year of high school, did a 5-week program at Berkeley, actually, and me and him totally hit it off. And
I saw this guy, he's on the street, and he's got one of those ice cream cups, that
yeah.
you eat from.
From grade school, you get the chocolate and the vanilla.
The Lizzie cup?
Yeah.
Right.
And he doesn't have a spoon, and he's using a guitar pick to eat it, and I'm like...
C-Buy guitar pick, if we're being specific.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's a purple C-Buy
yeah.
guitar pick, yes, of course. And I was like, dude, like, you don't want to use the wooden spoon? And he's like, no,
awful.
It makes the ice cream taste like wood. And I was like, well, I still happen to have a spoon. And then, it's just the rest, as they say, is historical.
So, 3 days later, I was, like, going across state lines to hang out with you for a weekend with your parents, which is crazy, because New Hampshire is, like, like not populated in comparison.
It's true.
To
it's
Phoenix.
A barren,
like in Phoenix, you could find more like
it's
meth heads in the desert than you would like at a normal neighborhood.
Yeah, it's
in
fucking
this, like,
boring.
Place. It's so spread out. It's like beautiful.
It's boring.
It is definitely boring, but
okay,
it is beautiful.
Okay, it's a beautiful place. I just had an ex-girlfriend.
Drew
there.
Will be the first person to tell you that it can be definitely boring in a city with
although Boston,
less than 200 people.
I gotta say, yeah, less than 200. Yeah, absolutely. That's
yeah.
Totally accurate.
How many do you have?
Like in my parents' town, it's like 6,000 people. I think.
6? That's so small. Well,
hey, in Austin, it's like 80,000. That's quite the drop off. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
My school had 2,000, and then the school next to had 2,000
kids.
So yeah.
In your school? Yeah, I guess mine had like 1,200, but that was from a bunch of towns combined.
Yeah,
to make it was like 12 towns. Oh, yeah, well. No.
So that's how we met.
Yeah, so there we go. You were the one who opened the box.
Yeah, I did. I apologize.
So Berkeley Bar.
I regret that decision.
We were actually roommates. We were actually roommates freshman year at Berkeley.
It's true.
Right across
Berkeley has dorms?
No. They do, but
we
did not.
They're
we were
building
not
a big-ass building in back there. I don't know if
really
you noticed it next to Sheridan by the Christian Science Pool.
They're doing it fast.
I just figured that was just like the Christian.
Does it have a pool?
Science.
Is it like an actual
they're
pool?
Expanding.
I
don't
know.
They're
expanding. They're studios pad. There. Yeah.
How are the women at Berkeley?
What?
Two kinds
what
of women.
Women?
There's two
singers?
Kinds of women.
Yeah,
yeah. You either got your band geeks from high school, which Nuff said. I
like flute.
I don't
wind
even
instrument.
Remember.
Wind instrument.
But I'm saying,
all of
I'm
them.
Saying the kind of girls that played instruments in band in high school.
Brass tits?
No, but brass instruments.
Instruments.
Oh, okay. And?
And you got your divas who think that they're God's gift to Earth, and they're moments away from being the next big thing.
I was hoping you were going to say vocals so I could say divas.
Are they all, like, wannabe singers, or?
The divas.
Stars.
Yeah, divas?
The
yeah.
Stars.
But, like, stars. Like, they're, like, convinced that, like, it is a matter of hours.
So it's like a slow American Idol. But like an
yeah,
super
yeah,
cool, like
it's
like everybody's watching themselves get famous while they're like.
But everyone is their own Simon Cowell, and what do you know? He thinks they're awesome. So.
And they think they're awesome, but they also hate. So that's their
that's
worst.
The, yeah, that's the denial part, though.
Oh,
they don't
boy.
Hear that. They hear Simon Cowell saying that they're the best.
Yeah.
So what's the drug addiction rate at Berkeley?
Pretty high on marijuana, low on everything else.
Yeah, I would say as far as true addiction goes, I don't think people
lower than
do like bad drugs there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Occasionally you come across the guy who's like, yo, I'm going to do ketamine. And there's that like, what?
Yeah. I would say the funny thing is like Berkeley, the parties are so much smaller than everybody else.
True, the parties and the
air quotes. Yeah, air quotes for parties. But there is one kid at the party who's like not going to Berkeley, who does more drugs than anybody else and is the ketamine kid
once
in a while.
If there's a Berkeley party, it's always like, a posh back bay apartment that's way too expensive and
Ethan's
way too small.
Apartment. Ethan,
way
if you're listening,
small.
Your apartment.
And it's like 12 to 22 kids drinking beer and listening to iTunes and going, well, we're having fun.
And four kids saying that Bob Marley should be more, on more of the playlist. But.
And one kid in the corner who's just like, I'm on mushrooms, man.
Now shit's getting real.
Just like everyone comes over and talks to him, like, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm tripping. Are you tripping hard? Oh, I'm tripping hard. Are you tripping really hard? Oh, I'm tripping. You know what I mean? It's just like the same thing over and over.
But
the kids aren't really that social.
Yeah, they're not
social.
No, not at all, man.
Yeah, it's not a
dude,
party school.
We practice.
At all. Yeah, it's not even a little bit of a party school.
Yeah, not at all.
So it's pretty much like the MIT for
musicians.
Right.
Yeah. Except the people at MIT are usually right about how awesome they are.
They're smarter than the perfect kids are. Say that at least.
Because, like, you can't get into MIT unless you meet a certain threshold. You could, I guess, if you had the right kind of audition.
You don't have to take your SATs to get into Berkeley.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to take the SATs.
But that's not
Berkeley.
What it's about. I'm saying
yeah,
in your own
yeah.
field.
I'm saying two different paradigms.
Apples and oranges. But I'm saying, like, within MIT, everyone who's gotten to MIT is, like, for the most
earned
part,
it.
Some kind of legit just to start out with. Mm-hmm. If you get into Berkeley, like, it doesn't necessarily mean you're hot shit. It just means you got accepted to the school because you
cool
can pay for
shit.
It, you know?
Like, or that they saw something in you and they don't think you're, like, super douchey because there are a bunch of kids who are good enough to get into the school and then don't get in because the teachers get to choose who gets in. So they're like, we don't want douchey kids here.
If that was true, I think we would have a very different student body.
Let me just say, because I know whoever is not listening to this, let's say our friend Michael, who was good at guitar, but never got into Berkeley because of his personality.
Do you think he was just a douche in his audition?
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yep. Yeah, Berkeley tries to limit the douche.
If you're looking for colleges and you want to go to Berkeley, don't be a douche.
Don't be a douche and don't play the fastest song you know. Don't do that.
It's true.
Yeah.
So you got to play, I mean, what do they look for in auditions? I mean,
someone that can play Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
Someone who can play What's My Name Again.
Right.
And sing it, though. That's the key. You got to sing it and play it.
I took her out.
It was a fun night.
All done.
Yeah. That's
so,
how I got it.
I played many Blink-182 songs at shows. Third grade band. Represent.
I'll cheers to that.
You know what? I agree with you. They got better once they got rid of the fart and dick jokes.
Yeah.
And because I went to many of Blink-182 concerts.
Nice.
And it was stupid because all they would do is play one song and then they'd fuck around for like
really?
20.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just say vulgar things.
Yeah, and they would just go on. It would be kind of like the show. But
that would be
like,
frustrating.
Oh, by the way, we're going to play a song next. Okay,
yeah.
Next.
So it's like they're doing
stand-up comedy. It was a stand-up comedy rock show.
And they're really
and then they got
but stand-up comedy has punchline.
Yeah.
They would just be like, I love Asian women because they fuck me.
Hey, girls, show your tits. All right, sweet. All right, guys, show your dicks. All right,
yeah. I love Asian women and Asian men.
That's it.
And everyone's like, oh, my God, you guys are great.
Yeah.
They're like, all right.
Dude, I love the concerts where, like, my friend was telling me about this Linkin Park concert that he went to. He said they said like 10 words the whole time, just played 2 hours worth of all the songs you would ever
know.
Yeah,
Radiohead, when I saw
they
them,
they were just epic.
Didn't
that's
say
way
anything
cooler.
Except thank you.
That's way cooler.
A song
was
and it
awesome.
Was blackout,
yeah.
And they would just go, thank you. And then it would just be black and quiet, and then it would be the next song, and then it would be black.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I saw Bob Dylan, he didn't even say anything. He didn't even say thank you. He literally came on and sang his songs and didn't say a word in between or at the end of the show. And the songs, when he sang them, he like changed the rhythm so that people in the crowd couldn't sing along. So that they had to listen to him. So instead of like, you know, like, are you familiar with Dylan?
What a dick.
You know some of Dylan songs? Like Washing the River. So
yeah.
What's the matter with me? I don't have much to say. But he'd be like, what's the matter with me? I don't have much to say. Just so that, like, you couldn't sing along. And like,
oh, that's douchey.
Don't think twice. It's alright.
He couldn't get into Berkeley.
No.
No, probably could.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Probably he's douchey.
Speaking of, what musicians do you think won't get into Berkeley?
A good question. Finally, Wally, you showed up, Wally. All right.
Hey, Wally just showed up to the show. Everyone.
Okay, all right, Wally. What musicians would not get into Berkeley? Well, I know the ones that would, but it would be a shame. I bet you Rihanna could get in.
I was thinking Rihanna. Why were we both thinking Rihanna?
Because you guys, like, hit it off.
We both definitely have a mind meld, and that's why we decided to, like, start music together. But it's weird how often sometimes we'll take whatever the other one is thinking.
Sidebar, staying on this topic.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or is literally everything Rihanna has ever released, like, the most insufferable thing ever?
It is, and it is super popular still.
Okay.
For some reason.
Maybe
that's the secret.
Or that's the one where she's yelling at you. It's an obnoxious thing to say anyway, just to say, but to yell full volume with no music. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only one in the world. It's like she's like yelling in your ear, saying the most obnoxious thing a woman could say anyway.
It could just be the headphones.
You know what? I should get that checked out. It could just be my headphones.
Yeah. Get your head in the job. It could be the job you're working at.
Who couldn't
you listen
get
to
into
those?
Berkeley?
Rihanna.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
Rihanna, let's do like a top 10.
Blink-182, definitely no.
Well, Travis
Barker could definitely fucking get
How about
in.
Charles Barkley?
Charles Barkley, no.
He is a sports... Are you talking about Gnarls Barkley?
Charles Barkley.
No, yeah, he's black. They don't have black people.
That's true.
Yeah, there's no black people.
I
beg your
pardon.
Yeah,
there's
a lot
quite
of
a few.
Black musicians. That's a good thing.
No, but so musicians who could not get into Berkeley.
Dave Grohl.
No, actually, what you're saying, so musicians that are missing so much of the fundamental components of being musicians that they... Okay, I see what you're saying. Probably,
Britney.
What?
Britney.
Britney?
Yeah, even I'm thinking Grammy Award winning artists. Well, Skrillex couldn't get in until they do that like computer programming and computer DJing class or whatever until they let that be a major, which is
that's actually online.
Yeah, they do have it online, but they don't
have
it at school.
I'd rather just YouTube it.
Yeah,
it's cheaper.
And that technology is recent. It's not something you need to learn in a textbook because it's not available to you. Like,
no.
There's certain things you can learn at Berkeley, and there's certain things that
you
can learn online.
And the textbook version is way too drawn out because there was things that I tried to figure out.
Is Steven Weber, is he the
yes.
course writer? Yeah.
Yes.
He's
and
awesome.
It was...
But
it
I don't
was
know how
way
you write a class about that.
What I was going to do. I'm like, the computer program itself costs as much as the class, so let me just YouTube all this stuff that I need to find out.
Problem solved.
That's it.
I've been working with Pro Tools since sophomore year. I didn't even know there were us school existed that taught anything about that for another 3 years.
I've got it. I know who absolutely could not get to Berkeley, no matter how many times they were to audition. It's Nicki Minaj. If she from right now till the day she died tried every semester to get to Berklee College of Music,
ones across the board,
and spent the millions she'd earned from her hack sham. Piece of shit.
You mean her music
had.
Video career?
Yeah. If she spent all that money on music lessons to try only to get into Berklee College of Music, I don't think she would succeed.
I'm glad that you guys share my hate for
and it's not,
I do.
And it's not like I hate the whole flamboyant kind of out there thing, because you got someone like Lady Gaga, who's flamboyant and out there, but that's not... I mean, Lady Gaga could be like, okay, monsters, tonight it's just going to be me at the piano singing and playing, and it would at least be passable. I mean, it wouldn't be anything profound or anything worth looking at on YouTube, but it would pass as music. But if you take away Nicki Minaj's...
Everything.
Everything. Her sparkly, acid trip of a persona, she is nothing. So, yes, that is my answer.
I like it. That's good.
And if you're listening, Nicki, please don't use your resources to sink my career.
His name is Drew Lucas. Remember that.
I live in Allston.
Does everyone at Berklee read notes? Like, do they know how to read notes? So
they
much...
should, but none of them does.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there are a bunch of professors even who are more
ear people. Guitarists, I would say, are the only musicians there who, for the most part, you can assume that they're not going to be great readers. Everyone else, if they're a classical instrument, can read awesome. A lot of voice people can't read either, but guitar and voice are the only two that can get away with not reading. In past school.
Cool. Good to know. I'll never read.
Don't read.
Talk.
Bad.
Well, especially when you get older, you know, to take your time to start learning how to read music.
Yeah, you gotta put
when you were
hours
kid.
And you don't want to. You're
yeah,
like,
exactly.
You just want to have fun and
well,
use you're that
an adult.
Kind of...
You have to relax.
I just wonder if it's one of those things that, like, written music has been around for so long that we just assume that it's the best way to do it. I wonder if you had the top minds in music and mathematics come up with a new system of reading music, I'm sure it would be a lot easier for people
to
pick
should
up.
Definitely apply the scientific method to writing.
Right, it was monks who like...
Yeah, it was
like,
the Catholic Church that...
Right,
they
were like, I'm going to take a break from transcribing the Bible. I think I'm going to do some music now. Like, you know what I mean? Let's get some other people looking at that.
Yeah. You should all be on one syllable, too.
Yeah, it would just be... Yeah, 1, 4, 5.
Let's take an entire class on that.
If you could produce a song,
yeah,
one artist,
yep,
currently,
yep,
who would it be?
Britney Spears.
That wasn't even a thought right there.
Nope,
that's,
I
yeah.
absolutely know that one.
Why?
You could make
I love Britney Spears' voice. I love the way it sounds. I don't think she's a good singer, but if I had the opportunity to produce a song, and I think the production behind Britney Spears is Britney Spears. So I think that would be my biggest opportunity. I think Britney has like a voice and a bunch of people listening to her, and her voice is cool and sexy, and she's not pretentious because she doesn't think she's fucking amazing at singing. She doesn't do all these like scales and whatnot. She just sings about sex and all the other stuff. I wouldn't necessarily write a song about like sex and have it be her like typical club song, but I definitely do think that she would be the one that I would choose.
I fell in love with her with Sometimes. That song, the first one?
Is that on the first album, the Hit Me Baby album? Yeah. I listened to that album recently, Stronger, and Hit Me Baby. Both really
masturbated on so many times.
Nice.
Okay.
So they give me the Blink 182 concert.
I know.
Dick and fart jokes.
Steven and Mike.
Drew. Now, you mentioned that some of your influences are Jimi Hendrix and
Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters.
He said Bob Dylan at some point.
Well,
Bob Dylan.
I was looking at his influence, but
yeah.
Although, I mean, I definitely totally respect his work.
Right. So, currently, what guitarist? Well, you do guitar and sing, right?
It's true.
What combination, let's say, player would you like to collaborate with?
Collaborate with? Well, I don't know. I would say if it was like a legend, an established player, it'd probably be someone like a Rivers Cuomo. I think it would be cool to do like a duet and do like a guitar duel or something. That would be cool. But if it was more of a modern guy, I would think maybe like Alex Turner from Arctic Monkeys. He plays a lot of cool, intricate stuff while he sings. And I feel like he's not a lead guitarist as far as the term applies, but he plays a lot of intricate stuff while he sings. And I think that would be really cool to work with someone like that.
And you mentioned Rivers Cuomo. Favorite Weezer album? Go.
You go first.
Red Album.
Red Album?
Yeah,
I love
the Red Album.
Really?
Dude, I listen to the Red Album from
Everyone
top to bottom. Every time I start it, I listen to it from top to bottom. I think the Blue Album has a number of great songs, but the recording and the money they had behind the Red Album mixed with their 9 great songs and 2 super shitty songs that the drummer wrote is by far definitely my favorite.
It was actually all three of them had a song, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Each one got one on that, but yeah. I, you know...
Who did Dreamin'?
Dreamin'? That's just Rivers.
That's Rivers?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, it changes, you know what I mean? It's like you go back and forth.
Right.
I mean, right now, probably it's winter, it's dark, it's cold, you know, I'm pissed off. I'd say it's a Pinkerton time of year, right?
I agree.
Right?
I was going to say Pinkerton.
Yeah, it's just, and the thing about Pinkerton is it's just like, oh, it's this song. Oh, it's this song. Oh, nice, it's this song. I don't like, it definitely, you can tell the band produced it. And there are times when it's like, oh my God, make that verse quiet. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Palm mute, put some piano on, do something else.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the appeal of it. Although, I got to say, Maladroit is just so... just underappreciated by everyone, you know, with all its crazy guitar solo.
I don't even know what album that is.
Maladroit?
Definitely is underappreciated. I do know it. I know that song, but I don't know the album at all.
Dead on my head. No.
No.
We're gonna have to play it for you guys.
Let's do it. All
right. But yeah, I agree. Like it's sometimes music's all about like a time of year and like certain times in your life that it makes you think, all right, that song fits that.
Yeah.
I don't know, for some weird reason, like...
There's definitely a formula you can come up with, like, time of the year, having a girlfriend, not having a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And,
or
like the,
my heart is
and
broken,
how
my
many
heart
decades,
is broken,
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. How many decades have gone by?
Season,
and
I think season is,
find
like...
find your album for you.
Is, like, a big part of it. Like, a lot of songs have become, this is my fall album.
And Spotify should take note of that. And just, like, have fall and winter albums. They're definitely, like, I don't want to hear Christmas music.
Obviously.
I'm not necessarily against Christmas
Worse.
Music. It's just, I haven't had to deal with it in a while. Like, I haven't had, like...
Family?
Since college, I haven't had to, like, be in the scenario where there's, like, one person who just wants to listen to it. Like, if I were at my mom's house, I'd have to listen to it at least a couple hours a day. Just during the last few weeks. I don't know. Now, thank God I don't have to anymore, and I can just listen to Metallica.
Speaking of, do you guys have a favorite Christmas song?
Jingle Rock.
Absolutely, absolutely. Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. Just because that piano echo. The time is right.
I want to kill myself during that song. At Christmas time.
It's just so bad.
Whereas
John Lennon's Christmas song blows it out of the water.
John Lennon's
war is over.
What do you think? If John Lennon was still alive, who would be more popular, him or Paul McCartney?
Oh, absolutely John Lennon.
Okay, this is a tough one because think about it. Also, Paul McCartney's He's good.
Yeah. Okay, but Paul McCartney, look where he is now. He's not like a game changer in the music industry. He's just a relic.
He's a relic
from a bygone era that we still respect. It's like if Da Vinci was still alive, or like Einstein was still alive, and just everyone.
And that's really Paul McCartney.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Who knows? I heard some rumors. But I think if Lennon was alive.
I like George Harrison. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he was a deep guy.
He's very quiet, but he's also very artistic. He does film, he does music.
He did film.
Yeah, he produced a lot of films and directed some.
No idea.
Wonderwall.
That's right, he's very quiet.
Didn't he make Wonderwall?
Yep. He's very quiet.
The original Wonderwall.
Not the Oasis album song.
He's a very talented guy, man. He's one of my favorites.
Nice.
And no one expects that from him.
Were you going to put a tune on?
Humble. Yeah, and Maladroit didn't come up for whatever reason. But anyways...
Don't yell at him.
I wasn't sure. Why are you raising your voice so loud?
Seriously.
The mic's gonna be fun.
Are you gonna put that fucking music on?
Put
your
voice down,
Drew.
I didn't know
God
you had a
damn it,
what the? I'm cutting off
really
his head.
He's taking off his shirt. Oh, he's completely in the nude now. He is murdering Phyllis with a chainsaw. Anyone who's watching The Office knows what we're talking about. Great show.
I love that show.
Well, I did.
Speaking of, sorry, Michael.
Yeah, jeez.
Why do people take off their shirts, actually, when they do fight? Have you ever seen those in, like, some neighborhoods? And they take off their shirts.
You don't
want to
get your
enemy's
blood
on
your shirt. I think there's, like, you know how, like, you take your, like, rings out and your hooks out because you don't want to get dragged down? There's got to be something where you can't grab the skin. Like, you can't have a hairy chest either. If you're going to take your shirt off and you have a hairy chest, you better just keep your shirt on.
It's like women taking off their earrings, guys take off their shirts.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hopefully they have abs or something. Otherwise, it's disgusting.
Well, I feel like if you have a big, fat, it's okay. You're going to, you know, you get hit.
There's definitely a middle area that where it stops being helpful and it's just distracting for the opponent.
Yeah. When did you start drumming?
I actually only started playing drums probably June this year. I had a drum set all the way back since sophomore year, but didn't play a lot. Played guitar.
Oh, really?
So
you just pretty much picked it up?
Yeah. So having a recording studio, it helps a lot. Cause I can practice it at night, and I don't have to worry about it. And I get a bunch of awesome drummers who can give me advice and stuff. So I would say that hopefully my progress will only go more up, and hopefully I don't have to waste too much time making mistakes now that I have, like,
who's your favorite
awesome
drummer
drummers
of all time?
Favorite drummer? That is hard to say. I'm inclined.
Okay.
Favorite drummer of all time. Jimi Hendrix drummer, I wouldn't say he's my favorite drummer.
Mitch Mitchell?
I know Mitch is, but I love that style of, like, fun everywhere drums, like,
what about
not just in the pocketbook,
what about
metal drums? I just don't know any of the drummers' names.
What do you think about
on the guitar?
Well, Andy Hurley.
What?
Andy Hurley from Fall Out Boy is pretty good.
Not bad.
I know it's like a weird one to bring up, but the guy from Paramore is pretty good.
Dude, I would say I love the drummer from Paramore and have definitely referenced it on a bunch of things for, like, style, like the actually
Dave
what they
Grohl.
Play. Dave Grohl.
Shut
awesome.
Up, don't say that in front of me.
You don't like Foo Fighters?
No, I get a hard on.
Oh, nice.
Walter is like the living.
Yeah, he's
like
a huge Foo Fighters fan.
Dude,
oh,
awesome.
Fighters. Like,
dude, the last album was so
Wings
awesome.
And Light?
So good. Amazing. I love listening to that.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for a 20-minute segment on Foo Fighters.
No,
Walter.
I won't do it.
You're just going to waste light. See, that's your reference right there.
No, it's either. No, Dave Grohl is awesome, man. He's one of the greatest drummers of all time. Him and John Bonham are my top.
And why is he such a good singer, too? He's, like, he's a great... Because
he hung out with Kurt Cobain.
Attitude. And think about it. Also, too, you know, like,